Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Our topic today is small talk, and our title is Answer the Phone. Answer the Phone. Anna, do you talk on the phone often?
Not really, Peter. Actually, when I was a child, I was afraid to answer the phone. I'm not afraid now, but I still don't talk on the phone often. Hi, friends. My name is Anna. Are you ready to learn?
Well, I'm ready to learn, and a great way to learn is practicing reading together. Here's Anna to help us with today's Read It.
Abby is not here today. Who can answer the office phone? Taylor asks Alex to help. He has a good voice. He speaks clearly and does not mumble. Alex also has very good manners. He can tell people his name and the name of the company. Then he can ask, "How can I help you?" Now the phone is ringing. Alex can answer it.
Thank you very much, Anna. Now, you were afraid to answer the phone when you were small? Why was that?
It's true, Peter. I was afraid because I didn't know what to say when I answered the phone. But I think today's lesson can maybe help people who are afraid to answer the phone.
Well, that's great, Anna. Yeah, today's lesson is for everyone. Even Anna, I think you're still a little afraid to answer the phone, aren't you?
Well, maybe not afraid, but I don't really like to talk on the phone.
Yeah, well, it's going to be helpful, so let's get started. Here's Christina with our key words.
今天要讲的是关于接听电话这个主题。接电话的英文是 answer the phone, 动词用的是 answer。今天 Taylor 请 Alex 帮忙接办公室的电话，他说 Can you answer the office phone? 所以办公室是 office。 Taylor 称赞 Alex 的声音很好听，而且口齿清晰。 He speaks clearly， 副词 clearly 表示清晰清楚的。接听电话的时候还需要注意电话的礼仪，名词礼仪礼貌就是 manners。这个字表礼貌时都是用复数的形态呈现。He has very good phone manners. 在办公室里接听电话，通常要先表明公司的名称，然后再讲自己的名字。公司就是 company. Please say the name of your company first.
Hi, Alex. Are you busy today?
No, I'm not too busy, Taylor. Why?
Can you sit at Abby's desk and answer the phone? Carol asked me to find someone.
Where is Abby?
She's not here today. So, can you answer the office phone?
What about my other work?
You can do your other work between calls.
So for today's lesson, remember, Abby is not in the office, so someone has to help her do that job.
That's right. Sometimes if we miss work, we have to get someone else to help us with our things. Even if you aren't at the office, your job is still important. It has to be done.
That's right.So today, I think Alex will help do some of Abby's work. First, Taylor asks him if he's busy today.
That's right. And he's not busy. So, friends, I hope you're not too busy either, because it's time to learn today's calendar phrase!
I'm not too busy.
I'm not too busy.
我不太忙。
Are you working hard?
No, I'm not too busy.
Do you have a lot to do?
No, I'm not too busy.
Can you help me?
Okay, I'm not too busy.
Great. Help me with this work.
Oh! Now I'm busy.
I'm not too busy.
I'm not too busy.
我不太忙。
That's great. So Alex isn't too busy today. He can help Taylor. She asks him if he can sit at Abby's desk and answer the phone.
That would be a great help. And that's also a great grammar point sentence. Let's go to Rebecca right now.
Hello, friends. If you want to ask someone to do something, you can use this grammar point. Can you verb and verb? For example, can you pick up the book and put it on the table? Or can you look at me and answer the question? Ready? Then go on and use it.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Well, friends, can you practice with us and practice at home?
Good example, Peter. Well, Peter, can you stay here and teach the lesson? I'm going to go meet a friend.
No, Anna, that's not a good idea. You can't leave now. We can teach together, remember?
Oh, I guess you're right. I just thought I would ask. Well, so Taylor needs Alex to answer the phone today. Abby isn't at the office.
But Alex has another question. What about his other work? He still has to finish his own work, too.
Yeah, but Taylor knows what he can do. He can do his work between calls. That's a great idea. And it's a good sentence for Christina to help us with. Here she is.
Taylor 建议 Alex, 虽然他帮忙接电话，但是在电话和电话之间的空档还是可以自己做自己的工作。You can do your other work between calls. 我们来看句尾的 between calls. 接续词 between 表示什么之间的意思，所以 between calls 就是指接电话的空档时间。请留意，因为它讲的是上一通电话和下一通电话之间，所以 calls 一定要加 s 用复数。这样的表达方式可以在生活中灵活的运用，比如Between jobs 指的就是离开前一个工作还没有找到下一个工作的待业期间。你如果说 He is between jobs 就表示这个人是在待业中，或者 I'll try to call you between classes 表示我会在下课时间打电话给你。
I can do two things at the same time.
Right. Focus on each callThat's good manners.
Yes, but...
You have a good voice, Alex. You always speak clearly.
So people can understand me.
That is important. Some people mumble on the phone. I don't like that.
Okay, sure. I can answer the office phone.
Thanks, Alex. Remember at the end of conversation A, Taylor tells Alex he can do his work between phone calls. And then Christina helped you with that word.
Right. So if Alex does his work between calls, he can answer a call, then finish the call and do his work until someone else calls.
Exactly. But Alex doesn't understand right away.He says he can't do two things at the same time.
That would be hard for anyone. Can you do two things at the same time? Anna, can you rub your stomach and pat your head at the same time?
Rub my stomach and pat my head. This is really hard, Peter.
Hey, good try, Anna. It's hard to do things at the same time. That's why Alex is worried.But Taylor doesn't want him to do two things at the same time.
Right. She tells him to focus on each call. When you focus on something, you think only about that thing.
Right. When you work, it's important to focus on your work. Then you'll do a good job. When you do your homework, don't watch TV at the same time. That will make it hard to focus.
Hey, that's good advice, Peter. So Alex can focus on each call. That's good manners. Well, manners is a key word, right, friends? So now you know what it means.
But how can you have good manners on the phone? Be kind and helpful to everyone who calls, and speak clearly.
Alex is good at that. We speak clearly on the show for you, too. If we spoke too fast, you might not be able to understand.
And anytime you're on the phone, speak clearly, then people will understand you. Well, Anna, I think it's time for a break, don't you?
Yes, I sure do. Friends, let's take a break. We'll be back soon. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. Well, Anna is not here today, so I have to do my job, and I have to do her job. There's no one here to help.
Peter.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
I'm right here, Peter. I'm not too busy. Let's teach the show together. How about that?
Good idea, Anna.
All right, friends, here's Conversation C. Let's see what happens next.
So what do I say?
Say the name of our company, then your name.
Okay. LTE TV, this is Alex.
That's good. Maybe you can ask, how can I help you?
Of course.
Great.
I hear something.
The phone is ringing.
My first call.
When you answer your cell phone or your phone at home, what do you say? Hey, Anna, what do you say when you answer your phone at home? Let me call you. Doot, 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 doot. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Yeah, that's right. You say hello, but when you answer the phone at work, you can't just say hello. You need to say more than that. That's what Alex is asking Taylor about in Conversation C.
That's exactly right. The first thing he can say is the name of the company. Then he can say his name. So if the phone rings, he can say, LTE TV, this is Alex.
But you're Anna.
Well, yeah, Peter, it's just an example.
Oh, okay, you're not actually. I understand. Well, that's a great way to answer the phone. And Alex did really well. He spoke clearly, and Taylor thinks he did a very good job.
I think he'll be great at answering those phones. Well, what else can he say when someone calls?
He needs to know why each person is calling. So that means he needs to ask a couple of more questions to find out what they need help with.
So that's why Taylor says to him, maybe you can ask, how can I help you? This is also a great way to answer the phone.
Yeah, maybe someone is calling to ask a question about the show. Alex can find someone who can answer that question.
Or maybe someone has an idea for a story or report. Our friends can use the idea to write that report. Someone could talk to Carol or Taylor about that.
That's a great idea, Anna. See, there is a lot of information Alex needs to know. That's why that question is so important.
And you know what else is important? Learning from Christina. Let's go to her right now.
Taylor 在教 Alex 怎么接电话。拿起电话之后，先讲公司名称，然后再介绍自己的名字，再来或许可以问对方， How can I help you? Taylor 说 Maybe you can ask How can I help you? 这是一种很有礼貌的给建议的说法。你可以说 Maybe you can 怎么样？请你把这个说法练习一下，下次用的时候，你的表达会显得很有礼貌，让对方很愉快。比如 Maybe you can ask for her help. Maybe we can stop by a gas station first. Maybe you can take a trip to Seoul. 我想你至少可以用这个句型造出五个句子，试试看吧。
Thank you, Christina. Well, friends, how can I help you? How can we help you? Well, let's review our keywords together. That's a lot of help.
That's right. Here we go. Here's our first keyword of the day. Answer. Answer. Please answer your phone.
Office. Office. Bill and Ted work in the same office.
Clearly. Clearly. I can understand Joe. He speaks clearly.
Manners. Manners. Don't be rude. Have good manners.
Company. Company. What company do you work for? All right, friends, remember to practice your keywords at home. And now, let's watch our conversations one more time. Hi, Alex. Are you busy today?
No, I'm not too busy, Taylor.
Why?
Can you sit at Abby's desk and answer the phone? Carol asked me to find someone.
Where is Abby?
She's not here today. So, can you answer the office phone?
What about my other work?
You can do your other work between calls.
I can't do two things at the same time.
Right. Focus on each call. That's good manners.
Yes, but...
You have a good voice, Alex. You always speak clearly.
So people can understand me.
That is important. Some people mumble on the phone. I don't like that.
Okay, sure. I can answer the office phone.
Thanks, Alex.
So what do I say?
Say the name of our company, then your name.
Okay. LTE TV, this is Alex.
That's good. Maybe you can ask, how can I help you?
Of course.
Great.
I hear something.
The phone is ringing.
My first call.
Ginger, why are you talking on the phone?
I'm answering the phone for the Jungle Cafe.
But do you have telephone manners?
Yes, I do. What are manners?
Well, if you have manners, you are polite.
Polite?
Yes. Let me give you some tips.
Oh, okay.
Always speak clearly.
Okay, I will speak clearly.
Good. Never mumble.
Okay, I won't mumble.
Good. Next, say, this is the Jungle Cafe.
This is the Jungle Cafe.
My name is Ginger.
My name is Ginger.
May I help you?
May I help you? Yes, please give me a banana.
Ginger, you have no manners.
Oops! Give me a banana, please!
You should hang up.
You may help me, please.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about the phone. And here to answer our question is my guest, Ms. Telephone. Hello, Tella.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Welcome to Question Time.
Thank you.
Tella, you are an English teacher.
That's right. I am an English teacher.
Great. I have a question here about speaking English on the telephone. Can you help us answer it?
Sure.
Our question today comes from Daniel Xie of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Daniel writes, I often need to call people in the U.S. for my job. Sometimes they do not answer their phones. Can you teach me how to leave a good voicemail message in English?
Great question, Daniel. Well, voicemail is very convenient. It allows people to leave messages for us when we miss their call.
But it's not always easy to know what to say, especially if you are leaving the message in another language.
Well, that's right, Rob. But here are some things you can remember. First, when you leave a message, keep it short. Your message should be less than 1 minute long.
Great. So we should leave a short message, but what should we say in our voice message?
Well, there are four things that you should say. Number one, say your name clearly. Number two, say why you're calling. Number three, give your phone number. And number four, say when the other person can call you back, or when is a good time to reach you.
That's really good. Can you give us an example of a good message?
Oh, sure. Let's pretend that I call you, Rob, and you miss your call, and I have to leave a message.
Okay, great. Ring, ring.
Hello, this is Rob. I can't answer my phone right now. Please leave a message. Beep.
Hello, Rob. This is Telephone. I am calling to invite you to come speak to my English class. Our class meets on Monday nights. Please call me back when you are free. My number is 555-123-4567. Again, I'm Telephone. My number is 555-123-4567. I look forward to hearing from you.
That was a great message, Tella.
Oh, thank you, Rob. Did you notice? I repeated my name and number at the end. I like to do that. That gives a person time to write down the information.
I see. Thanks for the tip, Tella. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thank you for joining us today, everyone. This was a great small talk lesson. Abby's job is really important at the station.
Ring, ring, ring.
And
ring, ring, ring.
Oh, hello?
Peter, why are you still talking? We're out of time.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, friends. Anna, please hold. Friends, we'll be back tomorrow for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.